This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Welcome back. Joe Beamer here, in for Mark Reardon, and we are welcoming Charles Lipson this segment. He is Professor Emeritus at the University of Chicago. Charles, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hey, wanted to get your thoughts on these Texas Democrats who hopped aboard a private jet, you know, at the cost of $100,000 and flew up to Illinois. What's your thoughts on their latest antics?
Well, as it happens, I'm in Austin. And nobody offered to fly me, either here or back. It's just lunacy. They're trying to prevent the story is pretty simple. They, by flying out of the state, they can prevent a quorum in the state legislature, and the quorum is needed in order to pass the redistricting bill. The irony is that they flew up on Governor Full Buffet Pritzker's plane to one of the most gerrymandered states in the entire union. So hypocrisy knows no boundary among politicians of either party, and this is just another example.
Yeah, I love that, you know, you've got Pritzker out there talking, you've got Governor Kathy Hochul out there talking, and, you know, Hochul, she's sitting on two extra congressional districts because of the illegals that were counted in the 2020 census.
Yes, that's a problem, but it's a problem in the way that the Constitution is written, because the census is supposed to count all persons, not all legal persons, but all persons. And then apportionment is supposed to be according to the number of people. That's just wrong, but you can imagine that the Democrats won't change it because they think that they gain seats in blue states. Actually, what's really happening is that more and more people are moving to Texas, Tennessee, and Florida. There's a massive movement to the South in general. And so there's going to be in the next decennial census, there'll be a lot more seats for the red states.
There'll be more seats, you know, but I know this isn't along the lines of what we're talking about, but I'm hosting from Buffalo, and I mean, people are leaving here left and right. And the problem is they're all like-minded. And so you're just making the red states redder, but unfortunately you're making the blue states bluer. I mean, are we going to see the results of that in coming elections?
Oh, yes. It's called, social scientists call it a selection effect. The way I put it is that the people with get up and go got up and left.
Yeah.
But actually, it's not just like-minded people. The big cities in Texas, like Austin and so forth, are very blue. And you have states that were traditionally red, like North Carolina, that are now absolutely purple toss-up states. It's not clear how this will sort itself out. But the real problem for the Democrats not so much demographics, but the fact that they don't have any message other than we hate Trump.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's always made me laugh when people will leave a state like New York because of the awful policies and then move to a place like Carolina, to North Carolina, and vote for the same people that made the conditions so bad in your last state that you moved out, but you still vote the same way in North Carolina. It's so aggravating to see it happen.
You are so right. And I think a lot of it has been cultural issues, abortion, that sort of thing. But, and here's, I think, positive news that people in St. Louis and elsewhere are surely picking up on. I see the culture war shifting. I see big victories for the Republicans across the board on culture wars. And those are what they call 80-20 issues. And it's really striking to see Democrats on the 20% side. Sometimes it's even the 5% side. Who wants to see men playing women's sports? Who wants to see children having what is wrongly called gender-affirming care, but which is really mutilation? These are really bad ideas, and the people who are on the side of backing them are not going to win many votes for doing it.
No. And, you know, another thing, the Republican Party or conservative-minded people seem to be getting younger, and the Democrat Party seems to be getting older. You have to look no further than the No Kings protests.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Oh, this is a great point that you're making. The demographics, the voting polls that I've seen show that younger voters are trending red. The reason that that doesn't get picked up is that that's not true in the Ivy Leagues. It's not true in Columbia University and other places. And those get a lot of media coverage. But those are not the way that a lot of young people across America are voting. It may be true at Wash U, but it's not true for their peers across St. Louis.
You know, and speaking of Columbia, Charles, you wrote in the Telegraph about the Trump victory with Columbia University. What does that mean for Columbia, and what could it mean for other Ivy League schools?
Well, the rampant anti-Semitism, which had been a problem on the far right, especially in the 1950s, has moved over to the left, and it's really overtaken the social sciences and the humanities. That is, if you're pro-Israel, you're just not going to get a job in the English department. But then again, nobody is majoring in English anymore. They used to, but they're not anymore, because they major in fields like English because they want to read Jane Austen and Shakespeare. And what they're getting is colonial theory. So these universities are in deep trouble. The real issue for these universities, Trump is a master at finding leverage. And the leverage that he found with universities is actually what the left had been using for years. You just never heard about it. If you didn't agree with their views about Title IX in sports or whatever, they would cut off all the money to your science programs. You just never heard about it because the universities gave in so quickly, and the media was on the side of the federal government that was pushing, so it was just never an issue. The issue now has been universities tried to resist, but they're collapsing one by one. The last one standing is Harvard. They still haven't agreed. But one more point. The striking thing about Trump on issue after issue is that he doesn't go after the weakest opponents first. He goes after the strongest ones. So he went after Harvard, not East Bucca State, you know, and he's winning on most of these. He hadn't won with Harvard yet, but he's won with Brown. He's won with Columbia, and he'll win with the others.
So what does, you know, you look at outside the Ivy League, right? I look at my college, which has since gone out of business. But I mean, you know, I knew.
Well, once you left, they had no chance.
That was the problem. You know, I look at the professors, and I mean, they're the liberal professors. You knew them. I mean, one of my professors wrote for the local liberal rag here in Buffalo. And I mean, you just knew where he stood politically. I know this is more targeted at Ivy League schools, but are we going to see some of that indoctrination? So, I mean, you've got professors that are teaching their liberal beliefs as curriculum. Are we going to see a change in that at other universities around the country?
That's a great question. And let me draw two distinctions. The first thing is, this problem of ideological teaching has really started in middle school. It's gained a lot of traction with the teachers unions and in high school. It's one of the driving forces behind school choice, which has gained a lot of momentum by the blue states. The blue states, the Democratic politicians who control them, are very close to the teachers union, so they're never going to support that. They no longer even support charter schools. But at the college level, it's not so much that they'll get rid of all this kind of teaching. It's that this, just like people are leaving places like Syracuse, Buffalo, and so forth to go to more receptive and dynamic climes, so it is that students are not majoring in history and English. They're majoring in economics, microbiology, and the like, where the ideology is substantially less. I should also say it's not necessarily wrong that a teacher has strong views. What's wrong is when the teacher demands that students adhere to those views in order to get a good grade.
Exactly. Exactly. Hey, Charles, great stuff, man. Appreciate the conversation.
I appreciate talking with you. Have a good afternoon.
Thanks, you too. That's Professor Charles Lipson. He is Professor Emeritus at the University of Chicago and writes regularly for The Spectator magazine, Real Clear Politics, and others. I have to say, you know, he said starts in middle school. I remember in sixth grade, the year 2000, George Bush won the kids' vote at my middle school. I'm sure that wouldn't be the case today. And the homeroom teacher said, "I hope the adults are smarter." And that was my first look into a teacher putting their politics in the classroom. When we come back, we'll be speaking with Frank Cusimano here on 97.1 FM.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.